Pip and Lee. Here we go. Pip, we've all been enjoying the Block Fans versus Faves. They've had the fans getting better and better each week. The Faves, I think, would have been the early favourites to take out the competition as well. And it's all wrapping up next Wednesday.
And one of our Faves, indeed, is Dale. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Dale.
How are you guys?
Very well. Now, who wins?
We win the whole show. We make $800,000 on auction night, and it was a good result.
Good work, yeah. That's easy. Yeah.
Love the confidence there, Dale. I mean, you and Brad have been known throughout the series as being bits of jokers. Did you manage to play any good ones on Tuesday?
Yeah, so Tuesday, what did we do? I think there's a non-accessible area on the rooftops that goes past where our rooftop areas are.
Mm-hmm.
And up the front two apartments, which is Steve and Chantel and Kyle and Cara, they've got all the solar panels for the houses up there. So when I saw Steve in there cleaning up a few things on Tuesday, I told him that it was pretty good news for us because since the solar panels didn't get put up our end, now we got to use that space and advertise it as part of our property. So that freaked him out a little bit. And, it took him probably 5 minutes before I told him it was a bit of a joke.
Oh, sensational. Hey, we've been talking DIY disasters this morning, and I imagine that there would be a few here and there as you've been going through the block. What do you reckon's the worst one that's happened to you where you've been doing it yourself and something's gone not quite right?
Oh, there's plenty of things that have gone wrong when you're doing it yourself. I think mainly the ones that we find are people trying, well, being a landscaper, people always try and sort of save a bit of money and do their own paving. So I would have run out of count of how many places I've rocked up to and had to rip the paving up and then put it back down again, which ends up costing them more than it would have to get somebody in originally. So I think that's probably the main one that I've seen constantly.
And do you reckon that our flat pack furniture is the key to a good domestic?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to have a blue with your partner, then definitely go to IKEA, grab some flat pack stuff and then you can argue for hours on end as to which panel is the wrong way up. And the best thing for blokes to do in flat back. Oh God!
Third time's the charm,
like though. Yeah, flat pack furniture is just throw out the instructions and get all manny on it and just see how much you can stuff it up, basically, before you read them.
Now, you guys at the moment are renovating a couple of suburban places as part of the final challenge before auction day, which is happening. It will be broadcast next Wednesday, the grand finale. Are the nerves starting to kick in right about now?
The nerves probably won't kick in until we sit down on auction day with Scotty on the couch and then people are about to start bidding for our apartment. I think that's when that's when the butterflies really jump in your stomach and it all becomes a real reality then, because, I mean, that's the aim the whole way through. I know we have a lot of fun and do some stupid stuff throughout the process, but come that day when we sit on that couch and the real estate have got the prospective buyers in there, Scotty's freaking us out a bit as he usually does. That's when you really get pretty nervous, and we just hope that everybody sells on the night and it's a good night for everybody.
You've been through it all before now. Is that making it easier this second time round to deal with?
It makes the build part a little bit easier in knowing the process of a renovation, how to organise your trades, and I think wet room weeks, the weeks where you've got to put down waterproofing and things for shower areas and stuff, if you don't know that before you go in there, you're really under the pump in those weeks. So knowing all that sort of stuff is really good for both Brad and I. And having another mate in there that's handy on the tools sort of took the load off a little bit as well. So I think come auction day, though, nothing can make you get used to that. I think it's... I don't know. I assume it would be similar to childbirth. All women say it's like the best and worst time of their life, and they make themselves forget how bad it was until they do it again, and then, it's all over again. So, yeah, I'll just hope that it's a beautiful looking child.
Well, in saying that, Dale, you've been quite vocal throughout the series in saying that you wouldn't consider doing it again. But a lot of ladies say that right after childbirth. What could lure you into doing it again?
just one unplanned night, I suppose. look, I think...
Maybe that's the name of a new contraceptive, The Block.
Yeah, it definitely was in Brad and my apartment, I can tell you. But, I think it's just, unless we got asked to come back as judges, which I know will never happen, I think I'm pretty much done, definitely as a contestant. So, I can't wait to watch the next one, to be honest. And I think they start their build very soon, so... it'll be good to sit back on the couch with a stubby and watch somebody else go through it all.
Fantastic. Well, Dale, we wish you all the best for auction night. It's not too far away. And look, if you'd like to buy Dale's apartment, a cheeky $800,000 bid would probably get you close.
Going cheap, $8 million. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Mate, thank you so much for catching up with us this morning, all about The Block, Fans versus Faves. And we wish you all the best with auction night.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Come on, let's rap. Pip and Lee, weekdays from 5:30 on Star FM.